12 minutes after 5 Central African Time on this beautiful Tuesday morning, Yom Thulatha. Yes, it is the 19th of Safar 1445, which is also the 5th of September 2023. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yassirli amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Safar 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, and verse number 76. Now Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us what the entire world is suffering from now. Majority of the people are poor. Then you have some people who are middle class. Then you have other people who all belong to the higher strata of society, the elite. And when you see that in the world today, then these 20, 30, 40 families, they are holding the monopoly. They have the oligarchy. And you see they dictate to the world what is happening and so forth. So when wealth comes, remember, and we use it for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, for the pleasure of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that same wealth becomes a great, great bounty. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ni'mal mal lirajuli salih." That remember that ni'mal mal salih lirajuli salih. When the wealth acquired, accumulated, is halal and permissible, and in the possession of a pious person, so then it will be a great bounty. And the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. But when that wealth is used, remember, to buy influence by the prime minister, by the president, by the rulers and by the scholars and so forth and so on, so that same wealth then becomes a curse and so forth. So this is the warning, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us more than 1400 years ago. Inna likulli ummatin fitna. For every ummah, nation, there's a special trial and a test. Wa fitna tu ummati al-mal. And the trial and test for this ummah and people of mine, so remember, is wealth and assets and materialism. See now, this Quran is not a book of some history, geography. Primarily, it is a book of guidance. So, chapter 28, verse number 76, Inna Qaruna. Verily, Qarun. Qarun is a multi-billionaire, trillionaire, zillionaire, call him whatever you want to. How wealthy, how rich he was. Kana min qawmi Musa. He was from the people of Nabi Musa, Moses. Peace be upon him. So he is supposed to accept the teaching, preaching of Moses, peace be upon him, and accept the teaching of the Torah. But when people are so filthy rich, then who can tell them anything? Fabagha alayhim. Hence, he rebelled against them. He rebelled against Moses. He rebelled against Aaron, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam. He went against the teaching, preaching, remember, of the Torah and everything. So Allah speaks of the wealth Allah gave him. وَآتَيْنَاهُ And we gave him. In today's world, how many people have so many degrees? They have a master's degree, they have PhD, they have this degree. But if you look at them, remember, some of them don't even have a job. Some of them cannot make ends meet and so forth. So it's not your degrees that is going to bring your income. It is the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, we reject the entire capitalistic system based on interest and usury. And remember, we say that secularism, capitalism, democracy, all these are satanic systems. We must remember that. وَآتَيْنَاهُ And we gave him. So it is the mercy, the grace of Almighty Allah that he blesses us with wealth and materialism and assets. مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ Kunuz is the plural of kunz. The treasures, such treasures, everything you could dream of at that time he had in abundance. Ma, so much we gave him. That inna mafatihahu, that the miftah, the keys of their treasures that were so heavy, latanu'u, it will bring down. It will be weighty. It will be very heavy. For who? Bil usbati, a group of people, ulil kuwa, who are very, very strong and powerful. So imagine you got 100, 500 people, everyone so powerful and strong, and just the keys of it will bring them down and will be too heavy for them. So if that is the keys, how weighty, heavy they are, then what about the assets material itself? But when his people told him, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ The people warned him. Prophet Moses warned him. Prophet Aaron, Harun alayhi salam, warned him. Everybody would warn him. لَا تَفْرَحْ Don't show off. Don't be proud and arrogant. Don't be haughty because of this wealth. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ Almighty Allah gives, you must remember, honor to whomsoever he wishes. He disgraces whomsoever he wishes. Imam Abu Hanifa was a genius. Imam Abu Hanifa used to say, Rahimahullah, Al-Malu Ghaidun Ra'ihun. In the morning it is there, in the evening it's gone. In the evening it's there, in the morning it's gone. Rags to riches and riches to rags. I visited Iran in 2013 and we went there to the official house and residence of Shahin Shah to use words like that, Shahin Shah in Islam is haram. So we saw everything. So I told the guide, I want to see, take me to his Rolls Royce, because I read he's got Rolls Royce. So there were two cars there, remember that? And I just looked at the mileage. Immaculate condition, mint condition, and not even 10,000 kilos. Both of them were under that. And where is he? He died like a dog, you must remember that. Worse than a dog. So that is Almighty Allah teaching us. And how the people will use him, and then they will just drop him and humiliate him further. So la tafrah, don't be so arrogant. Inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin. Verily, Allah does not love these people. So you see, today people say America, people say the Arab countries, people say this country, so rich, but look at their position, situation, so humiliated, disgraced everywhere in the world. So that is what we must learn. How did we acquire the wealth? Through halal means or fraudulent means? That's the big question. وَيْلُلْ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ Woe and destruction to the fraudsters. Chapter 83, verse number 1. Second, how do we spend it? One wedding, one nikah, we bust up 5, 10, 20 million. We're going to have our daughter's son's nikah in Dubai. We're going to have it here in Abu Dhabi. We're going to have it there. For what you want to do all this? Just to show off? Man samma asamma Allahu bihi. And when you do so, after 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, the marriage is on the rocks, the husband is in the docks, and then you hear the marriage is finished. Because the intention itself was so tainted, polluted. Let us take you now throughout the world, locally, nationally, globally, with the news, views, and interviews. So North Korean leader, now he's going to meet Putin in Russia, in Moscow. So that will be a very interesting meeting. But you know what America says? America says, no, this meeting is illegal. And why? Because Russia is going to buy arms and ammunition from North Korea. And that is against the Security Council's laws and resolutions. So I want to ask you, when you invaded Iraq and murdered over a million people, when you invaded Afghanistan, when you invaded over 50 countries after World War II, was it in accordance with the resolutions of United Nations or was it against them? When you assisting, you must remember Israel, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime and Hitler's children, remember, is that in accordance with United States, United Nations resolutions? So may you, America, you should be the last one to speak. You are the super terrorist. Look at your track record. So what Putin does and what Kim Kim Ching Jong does, whatever his name is, 100% right. You must give them a good thrashing, Putin. That we still give you, we'll support you for that. Protests, remember, in Syria, in Suweida, if you know that there are places there in Syria, they want Bashar Assad out. And remember, he's a Pakka Shia, Pakka non-Muslim, out of the fold of Islam, and one of the worst enemies of Islam. And his father, Hafiz Assad, another Pakka Shia, and he murdered thousands of scholars and people, remember, in Hama, if you know anything of Syria and its history. So I've been there 3-4 times. I can't remember exactly, but nevertheless, so some statues of Hafizul Assad, the people damaged it and toppled it, and it's very good. Every statue they should break and demolish it. Christians in Pakistan, again, tensions, rows and ructions there. So the police shot, you must remember, the police or the public shot some Christians, and now some of them are injured, and now big problems there. It won't be the police, most probably. It will be the public, you know, some of them take the law in their own hands. So there are big problems again there. Now listen to this story here. You haramis, you jutlas, you Zionists who support Israel, now slowly the story is emerging. 6 Israelis went to Cyprus. Then they caught a woman from the UK. You see that? One lady from the UK, all 6 of them, they raped her. And where? In Cyprus. You see, these are haramis. These are the real terrorists. They can't look after their rifles also. And they just think everywhere they can get away with murder and rape and so forth. You must castrate them. That is what you must do, Cyprus. C for Cyprus and C for castration. Fix them up, you must remember. Make these jutlas a sample example. So in Islam, we will give them such a punishment, remember that. Then after that, the rifle won't work, inshallah. So that is what will happen. Now see, now they want the Eritreans out. They want the Africans out. Anti-migrant policy. But you jutlas, you haramis, when you entered Palestine and you occupied it from now 48 till now 75 years, so aren't you also migrants? Aren't you also squatters? Aren't you invaders? Putin invaded, you must remember, Ukraine last year, February. He's a war criminal and he is an invader and he did this. So I'm asking you, multiply that 75 times for Israel and see my next story. So you must remember that. Go and read about Golda Meir. You know Golda Meir? She used to say from 1921 to 1948 that what we were, that I was a Palestinian and I have a Palestinian passport. And lo and behold, when she becomes the prime minister of Israel, then she says there's no such thing as Palestine. She says that we will never forgive the Arabs because they're forcing us to kill their children and kill their people. Imagine these things here. They distort everything and always want to play the victim. And then she goes and steals a Palestinian's house and occupies it. So all this document, let me tell you one thing straight, you jutlas, haramis, terrorists, that every major city in the world, we're going to put up Palestinian museums. the apartheid museums, that every, because today with digital era, everything is documented. I have a book when I went to Palestine at that time, so in 2000 and 2002, that how many masajid and mosques were demolished, how many territories were occupied, everything documented. So the time will come, you must remember, every major city in the world will have Palestine and the apartheid of Israel and the terrorism of Israel. So it's already happening. People can see who are the guilty people and what Ben Gray, the terrorist, says. He says these Africans, we must get rid of them. BB says we must build a wall and so forth. Building wall, nothing is going to help you. You're not the chosen people. You are the cursed nation on this earth. South Africans, you better wake up. After 23 years, you're going to experience such increases in your petrol price and diesel price. From tonight, midnight, Tuesday night, so better go fill up your tank. You know, they had one petrol station, they used to say tiger in the tank. So you go better put the tiger in the tank. So petrol increased from tonight, midnight, 171 rand per liter. Diesel, 281 rand per liter. Can you imagine? 281. Now, all these people were generators. How much more it has cost them? And why? Because of the corruption of the government. They are stealing and so forth. For what we need so many ministers and deputy ministers, half of them good for nothing and incompetent and so forth. Yesterday, big clashes there in Jenin again. Whenever the world media is on Israel, then the easy way out for them to shift the attention, then they will go attack the Palestinians and say they are the terrorists and so forth. Erdogan of Turkey thought that he has such good contact that he will be able to influence Putin regarding the grain and the food and all these things. Yeah, but he failed, you must remember that. Putin says, I'm not going to allow it unless you allow me also and remove some of the sanctions and so forth. So where they are trying, so he's bombing that. So in war, you must remember, the first casualty will be the truth. So that was a miscalculation on behalf of Tayyip Erdogan. He thought that he can beat Putin on this issue, but Putin is a strong man. He's been through war, he's been through so many things, and he knows the West are just using Turkey for their hidden agenda, and Turkey will fall in the trap, thinking they'll become part of Europe and so forth. I told you 100 times now, 1,000 times, that MBS of Saudi Arabia is a pakka murtad bin shaitan out of Islam. I told you MBZ of UAE is out of the fold of Islam. Now listen, gambling to be legalized in UAE. So everything is legalized there. Alcohol is legalized. And you just go on Emirates flight and see. And you must remember that swine and wine, everything openly. I've been to Dubai 10, 20 times, I can't remember. So you must remember this type of things. One day at the airport, they had a survey, like, you know, the interview asked what. And I was holding all those cards and what have you. So they asked me, how's it? I said, no, it's good. But it's a big defect and a big deficiency in this airport. You have millions of people passing through, flying from here, entering, going via transit. You don't have one kiosk. You don't have one place where people can learn even the basics and rudiments of Islam. If you were not people who are Arabs and your Arab culture and yours, you only wanted to impress the West. You got nothing to do with Islam. If you were promoting Islam, then we could say you are doing something for Islam. But you do everything against Islam. You legalize every vice, wine, dine, swine, gambling, everything is legal there. You must just know where to go. So therefore, these people 100%, and then you go make peace with Israel. Then Quran says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Chapter 5, verse 51, you part of the Judaism and you part of the Jutlas, just like the Bahrainis and all those other Arab regimes. A Jewish billionaire, multi-billionaire, that he went to Ukraine and he thought he will get away with it, but they caught him on fraudulent charges, and so he's got big problems there, remember that. Now see, this is exactly what I'm telling you. You must understand what happens. I just told you of UAE. Now listen, the West is applying amount great pressure on UAE regarding their ties with Russia. You are getting too close to Russia. You are making too many deals with Russia. They apply the same thing to India as well. Oh, Modi ji, butcher of Gujarat, and in August, the biggest criminal in the world. You're getting too close. But India tells them, go to hell, because they know they also need them. So these small Arab countries and all of them, so they apply pressure on them. So that is how they play the game. South Africa, our beloved country, from today, you're going to experience stage 6 regarding your load shedding. Allah alone help us. Your dollar has already reached 19 rand 1 cent. So it's gone through the 19 rand barrier. Don't be surprised. In September, it goes to 20 rand. You know why all this? Because they said the American ambassador, some politicians are calling for his head. He must be expelled and kicked out from South Africa. He spoke lies, according to some politicians, that he said when Lady R docked in Simonstown, the Russian ship, then arms and all that were put there and then taken to Russia. So the government had, you must remember, what they call an inquiry, and they found nothing. That also is another whitewash, if you ask me. But anyway, that's how politics goes on. So you will pay more and more for the dollar. Allah have mercy on us. That in countries they call the Asian countries, remember that, that is now Indonesia and Cambodia and all these areas. So Southeastern Asia, so Indonesia is making a big noise regarding Myanmar and regarding Burma and the military junta there, how they treating the Muslims, torturing them, murdering them, expelling them, and the world is silent as usual because Muslim blood is very, very cheap. Ukraine spends 100 million US dollars per day in their war. You heard? Ukraine spends 100 million US dollars per day in their war. Saudi foreign reserves are plummeting. You see? They say we're so rich, but Allah has his own system. 2-3 deals go wrong, and now you see your foreign reserves are plummeting and decreasing. And you must remember Nevada, where there was that big problems with the wind and what have you, and now there was fire and what have you. So now they're allowing the 70,000 people to go back home, and the exodus has started. New Zealand, big problems there as well. The doctors and dentists on strike because of wage problems. And in Australia, that was New Zealand. Last story on Australia, Qantas, that is the national airline. So the chief resigned because you must remember big problems there. So that was your news, views and interviews. Inshallah, we go with the Q&A now with Maan Arafat.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that 084-786-3132. Why any Muslim country is not prosperous? Anonymous, Ustad.
So, brother, which world you living in? You Alice in Wonderland. The Arabs, the amount of money they have and resources they have is the richest in the world, remember that. But no brains they have. So the amount of money Saudi Arabia has, Qatar has, United Arab Emirates have, and all of them, you must remember this, that, but they squander it in what? Buying soccer players, by making Disneyland, and doing all foolish things just to impress the West, and the West still laughs at them, and so forth and so on. So remember, the wealth is coming out of their ears, but you must remember, they don't know how to use it, how to spend it wisely. Go to these countries and go and see how much poverty there is, and people are living in those countries for 40, 50, 60 years, and yet they have no rights at all. In Saudi Arabia, I know of people over 50 years they're living there, and remember, they can expel them, deport them in 24 hours and tell them pack up and go. No questions asked. You can't go to court and appeal court and so forth. So that is the problem. When you have justice, then things will run smoothly. When you have zulm and oppression, then you'll be humiliated.
I've got a brother, Sebastian. He says, hi, AK, my name is Sebastian. I am a lifesaver at the nuclear swimming pool. I have saved many lives, and I want to know if God will save me on the day of judgment too. Sebastian, we start.
So what is your current relationship? You must remember what God Almighty Allah. Are you worshipping idols? Are you worshipping Jesus and saying Jesus is the Son of God and the only Son of God? Are you saying that Jesus is your Savior? So you must know, you can't go to America, Europe, here and there without a passport, without a visa. So if you want everlasting bliss, prosperity, happiness in the year after, you must have Iman, you must have Islam. So you have to embrace Islam sincerely, and you must have the faith, the articles of faith, and then you practice on it, and then you die on it and pass away on it. That is the only prescription recipe of, you must remember, success in Islam. And you, as far as you are saving lives, so the doctor can say the same thing, and the physician can say the same thing, that I am saving lives, I'm doing this, I'm doing. So fine, you are getting your reward, you're not doing some charity work or something, so your reward for you is in this world. But if you don't have Islam, you don't have Iman, true faith and conviction, then remember, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, then there will be no share for you in paradise, but you go and land up in the hellfire, because you are sane and mature. And you should be thinking, my brother Sebastian, that how can I be worshipping idols? How can I worship Jesus and say, when he couldn't help himself? And if you say he's the Son of God, then how come God didn't help his only son? You see all the problems you create for yourself. Then you believe in Trinity and three is one and one is three. Then you believe in the Bible, but you remember which version of the Bible? So many different versions of the Bible that the virgins are confused, my brother Sebastian. So you're getting it? So that is what you must realize. Your only salvation and humankind, the only salvation is in Islam and in believing the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I've got a new listener. He says, address me please as Mr. Taylor. He says, if Jesus Christ is not God, then who is he? Mr. Taylor, Ustad.
Mr. Taylor, what is your profession? Are you a tailor? So all your surname is Mr. Taylor. We got no problem. We'll address you as Mr. Taylor. So my question to you will be that before the birth of Jesus, because that much you accept, that Mary is the mother and Jesus is the son. So it means there was a time when there was no Mary, when there was no Jesus. Then who was running the entire world and universe? Who was making the sun rise and the sunset? Who was making the moon shine in its glory and beauty on the 14th night? Who was sending the rain? Who was sending the floods? Who was sending the drought? Who was making me and you sleep? Who was giving life and death? Million questions you can ask, my brother Mr. Taylor. So you need to ask this question. If you say Jesus is God, then how come he couldn't help himself on the cross? And if you say he's the Son of God, then how come God didn't help his only son? So who is Jesus? He is a prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah, and his name, Nami Nami Ismi Grami, honorable name, is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, and Isa means to be fair in complexion and a leader. And his honorable mother, you must remember, Sayyidah Maryam, Mary. So then Maryam al-Azra, Mary the Virgin, Maryam al-Batul. Batul is a wonderful name for you, my mother, sisters, brothers. Your wife gave birth, your daughter gave birth, so keep name Batul. What is the meaning of Batul? The lady al-Munqatiya anil Rijal. She covers, she moves away from the toxic environment to a pure environment and a chaste environment. So you, my brother, Mr. Taylor, go and read Surah Maryam chapter 19. And there are how many verses there? 98 verses. So chapter 19 and 98 verses, and go read who is Maryam. Maryam is Mary, and Maryam means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah. You go and juxtapose it without a jaundiced eye, my brother. Just take this one chapter of the Quran, and that is chapter 19, 98 verses, and compare it and juxtapose it with what the Bible have to say, Mary vis-a-vis Jesus. And study the Quran, and you tell me, who is showing more respect and love, and who is giving you the true teachings, my brother? Christianity is dead, remember that. Everybody corrupted there, from Pope downwards. We're challenging the Pope that you read the Bible in the original language, the gospel that was revealed to Jesus. So the answer came there. From there, Mr. Taylor, there is no hope for the Pope.
Somebody says, you Ustad, giving speeches at a qabr, is it permissible? Because as soon as we leave the qabrstan, many of us already start forgetting about the marhumin, Ustad.
Remember to give speeches and all that and delay the burial, all that is not permissible. So you just make one announcement, tell them that if anybody got debts and claims against the deceased, then contact the son, contact the father, contact the brother, and so forth. Long, long speeches that this person gave so much charity, this person did this, and then there's hulu, and we go to the extreme and praise. All haram, not permissible. Like nikah time, you know, that they invite you for a nikah and they tell you lunch is after Zohar. Then, now there's a new trend. So now you must remember the girl, the lady, the bride, she wants to speak. Then the girl's sister wants to speak. Then maybe the opa, the grandfather wants to speak. Then the groom's family wants to speak. By the time everybody speaks, is 1-2 hours gone already. Everybody's appetite is gone. Therefore, myself, I don't attend all this. 90% are haram as it is. The videoing, intermingling, and the music, and then they put parda and covering on the chairs. But go look at how the women are dressed. Even the old men will get horny. You must remember this type of things here. You know, they're old, but they're not cold. There's old Marniko today. So that is what you must remember, that these type of things we don't accept. So we must do things properly and not look for shortcuts.
Are we heading for World War III? Is China preparing for war? Brother Titus, Ustad.
My brother Titus, where you come with all these stories? You're watching too many movies and you're listening too much to the wrong news. You must listen to us, my brother Titus. We give you the correct news. China don't want war. Russia don't want war. It's the white man, the white hegemony must be ruled from Washington, D.C. And their capital will be Jerusalem by the Israelis. So that's the new world order. They are the ones who are causing all the problems in the world, the super terrorists, America and Israel. So now if you come and steal my house, you come steal my farm, you steal my water, what must I do? Must I fold my arms? No, I'm going to give you a good thrashing and I'll put a bullet through you whenever I can. So that's exactly what is happening. So you must remember that. So China and Russia all now coalition, then bring in Iran, bring in other countries, bring in BRICS and so forth. So that is what's happening. So now they're going to challenge, you must remember, the domination, and the empire is finished. People no more fear America after Taliban defeated them. Afghanistan gave them such a thrashing. So the people who want war are America. And Titus, if you're living in Alice in Wonderland, go read, just go to Google and put there how many countries America invaded after World War II. Then you will know who is the world's terrorist and who is the aggressor. And go look at apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. You will know who the real terrorists and squatters are.
I see Jeremy says, how can you make a statement that Muslim blood is cheap? And what about the Israel soldiers and people that also died?
One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. You murder our children and you close the file. You murder people in Gaza and you close the file. So you make Muslim blood very cheap. You and your blood don't count for us as Muslims because you invaded our land. You came and stole everything. So you are crooks, you are occupiers, you are terrorists. And therefore we must put a bullet through you. And one settler, one bullet. hurt and quote me anywhere in the world, and we have no empathy, sympathy when they do that. Similarly with the Americans, when they come there to Afghanistan, they come to Iraq, they come to Libya, they come to Syria and steal our resources. So if the Muslims and the Mujahideen put them away, we say, well done, Alhamdulillah, send them and dispatch them straight to hellfire. That is what we say, brother, that when you come as an invader, occupier, so what you think we must do? So we have to do something. We have to resist. So therefore, Jeremy, you got your rifle in the wrong place, my brother.
I see Jacko, he says, but AK, can white South Africans consider themselves Africans? Ustad?
You see, Manier Jacko, very good now. You woke up after a long time, you see. You see, the white man wants to play the game both ways. Under apartheid, they said we white and we will be superior. And almal ba anas ni blankers ni. You know the ni blankers, ekplans biki Afrikaans no. So you see, non-white. So Indians, blacks, Africans, colors, ni blankers, non-whites. So you enjoyed everything of the best. That Burki, who couldn't read and write, they built a house for him there next to the railway station. They said, hey Burki, you must look after this here. So the Buri said, well, it's very nice. So everywhere they made boards. You know board. They made banana board, apple boards, and this board and that. Why? To put the Boer in the places they could get wood. You must study how they did it. You must remember this, how they did the apartheid. Foster and Verwoerd and all these characters, P.W. Botha and all of them. So that is what they did. So that time the whites had it the best. Now when they saw democracy came, they say, I don't say all whites, but majority you can say. So you must remember, now when it came democracy, black rule came, majority rule came, they say, no, we all are Africans, you see. So I'm all Africa, you see. So you can't be African when you justified apartheid, remember that. So you have to say that apartheid was a crime and there must be reparations. That was one of the biggest mistakes the ANC did. And if you know anything of South African politics, Ronnie Kessler himself admitted this. He said one of our biggest blunders in the ANC was we wanted political freedom and nobody worried about the economic freedom. And you look at the African guy today, the normal black African guy, Joe the plumber, Joe the carpenter, Joe the builder, his condition is worse. Remember these type of things, because there's no reparations, there's nothing. You must remember that. And now your petrol price goes up 171 cents per liter, diesel goes up 281 rand per liter. And then the food prices, it will have a knock-on effect, domino effect. And remember, who can afford? Now the government steals, and the criminals, then they tell them, we'll give you 350 rand. Who are you fooling? Do you take us as a bunch of idiots or what? So remember these things here. I think our time is up now.
Ustad, I have one more. It says here, is Putin's downfall coming to an end? Wesley, we start.
So you must remember, Putin must hit the hell out of Ukraine, hit the hell out of NATO, hit the hell out of America, and then he departs. We'll tell him, Putin, well done, but before you die, embrace Islam. Imran Khan told us, and the media, it is reported, that Imran Khan said Putin's wife is a Muslim. So we want to make him also Sulman. We want to make him also Muslim. Then it will be success in this world and the year after. So that is our story with Putin. And today's Nasiha will be with Maulana Yahya of Ipkopo, and inshallah 11 to 12 bliss of marriage with Mona Arafat. Assalamu alaikum.